I know our time is short, but our brother Dave read those verses concerning Peter, how the Lord said, feed my sheep. And it talks about the flock of God. You know, in the scriptures, people are looked at as sheep. We could generalize, I suppose, we might say that all of mankind are like sheep. Isaiah 53:6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And I believe that that all is all-inclusive. That's everybody. And to me, that's the definition of sin, really, because going your own way is not going God's way. It's the opposite. But, you know, I was reminded when he read those verses of how it spoke about David, how he kept the sheep, you know, and looked after the sheep and so on. And we know that David would be to us in the Old Testament a very wonderful picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so he looked after his, in one place it says, his father's sheep. It's an interesting expression. Because we've been given, as Christians now, we've been given as a gift to the Son from the Father. And so he's keeping his father's sheep. The Lord is still keeping his sheep, you know, you and I. And so we won't take the time because it's almost up, but if we were to go to John 10, we would read there about the sheep. And the Lord Jesus, in that chapter, he declares, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And he goes on to say, my sheep hear my voice, and they'll follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Isn't that a wonderful position into which God brings us? By grace. It's by grace, you know. We don't merit anything, really. Whether we are those that are still in our sins or those of us who are saved, really. You know, the Lord's grace is what we count on. It's the grace of God that saves us, and it's the grace of God that keeps us. If we were to turn then over to Hebrews, at the end of the Hebrews, we would find the expression how Jesus is the great shepherd of the sheep. Now, it connects up there with our walk in this world, and so let me put it this way. In the past, if you will, the Lord Jesus was a good shepherd. He gave himself for the sheep. He gave himself for us. In our way of reckoning, that happened in the past. But you know, he's not left us alone. He is in heaven presently doing a wonderful work on our behalf. He's interceding for us before God. He's interceding for us in the capacity of high priestly aspect as well as an advocate. We won't go into any more detail than that, but he's living for us. And today we've heard from those who we might think of as guides, and no doubt that's proper according to the Word of God. We might call them under-shepherds. But the great shepherd is there in the heavens, and he's watching over everything. But we can thank God for those that guide us. We can thank God for those that are under shepherds, as it were. And then if we were to go over to Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, I believe it is, it speaks there about the chief shepherd. The Lord Jesus is the chief shepherd. And it speaks about the reward that he's going to give at his coming. That's future. You know, the Lord is looks after us right from the past through present right to the future. And he's going to bring us safely home. Now, one of the things that the Lord said in John 17, of all those that thou hast given me, he's speaking to his father, he says, I have lost none. And he will not lose any. He will not lose any. He's going to bring us all the way home. And you know, there's going to be a time when our lives will be reviewed. We had that mentioned a few times during the course of these meetings at the judgment seat of Christ. And you know, we can read about it in 1 Corinthians 3, how that there's going to be gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stones. And it's all going to be tested by fire. If you test it by fire, you know what's going to burn. The wood, hay, and stone. And so when we get there, now, I don't want to be irreverent in any way, but you can almost imagine a big pile. And the fire is put to it. And I dare say, in my case at least, a lot of it is going to burn up. Because of things I've done selfishly and so on. It was not for the Lord at all. I believe the things that were done for the Lord will gain a reward. And so I believe there's going to be a little bit left, however. It's going to be some gold, silver, and precious stones. Because it goes on to say, every man will have praise of God. So there will be something that God will find that he can reward us. Well, that's wonderful, isn't it? To realize that even though everything is of grace, nothing of ourselves, and yet he gives us a reward. Beautiful to consider. Well, that's the only thought I have before me at this point, and just wanted to just kind of share that with you. It came to mind when my brother Dave mentioned about feeding the sheep. You know, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd." He appreciated the fact that the Lord was his shepherd. He took the place of a sheep. You know, if we think of a sheep as kind of wandering and tendency to get out of the way where they're supposed to be and so on, we don't particularly like to be compared to sheep, I suppose. But David said, "The Lord is my shepherd." He took the place of a sheep. "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." And I trust that our little time that we've had here during the conference days have been just like that. Like lying down in some green pastures and enjoying the peace, the quiet, that to me is like a little foretaste of heaven. Because the world goes about its business, and they don't even know that we're here, for the most part. But God looks down, and like it says there in Malachi, "Those that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard." And a book of remembrance and victory.
We sing 238. 238. Our shepherd is.